Inside Mac.
For Monday, August 14th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Teachers in Australia are fighting to keep their Macs, or Get a Mac commercials are in the works, and the iPod is being blamed for low theater turnout. Teachers in Australia are in a battle with the Department of Education and Training. They currently use Macs, and they want to keep it that way. However, Macworld UK said the local education chiefs are in the process of removing the Macs from the education system there. According to IDC figures, in the fourth quarter in 2005, Apple is the number one supplier of notebooks in the Australia education market, and the Australian Mac user group has been hoping that Apple Australia would come to their rescue. A note on the group's website claims that there is an ongoing struggle and the Department of Education has, in a sense, declared war on Macs and left teachers that want Apple to be in their schools high and dry. It stated that Apple and the Department of Education have not been able to reach an agreement to renew the Laptops for Teachers program. The extended report explains a pattern of deliberate attempts to remove Macs from Australian schools, including moves by Australia's Teachers Union to support those who have been affected. The teachers have been fighting on their own to keep Macs in their schools and have now turned to Apple Australia for help. It looks like the times are changing for movie multiplexes and not for the good. According to a recent LA Times poll, young people are increasingly more interested in watching video content and even brand new movies on their computers, iPods, and cell phones. The survey revealed that 56% of those between the ages of 20 and 24 would rather watch new movies at home instead of going to a theater to watch them. Among 12 to 17-year-olds, 47% like watching movies on their computers and 18% like watching them on the iPod, and 11% like watching movies on their cell phones. And the results were similar among 21 to 24-year-olds. BitTorrent's president said a lot of people want to watch movies on their computers because of its portability. It doesn't replace the experience of theater going, but the selection is much broader. Runtime Revolution has released an update to Revolution that now features development for the U3 smart drive computing platform. MacNN reports that Runtime Revolution is a versatile integrated development environment for Mac OS, both Classic and 10, Unix and Windows computers, and it supports cross-platform database access, advanced multimedia, virtual reality, as well as other features. The new version also includes zip file management that allows file compression, listing archive contents, and adding or extracting files in archives. The much-improved Revolution player-based distribution enables support for long file names. It'll cost between $65 and $400 US, depending on which one you buy, of course. Mac OS 10, 10.2.7 or later is required for application development, and a Mac OS Classic version is also available. The Get a Mac campaign will be expanded as Apple appears to be quite pleased with its ongoing popularity. According to Apple Insider, Apple is planning to create more commercials to air in the coming weeks and months. In fact, according to the report, Apple has lined up close to 20 additional ad spots to the 7 it has already aired on TV so far. Coming up, find out which website had over 92 million visitors in June. Think you know? You just may be surprised. And the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Maxcessity has released a new line of silicone keyboard protectors for Apple's MacBook and MacBook Pro. It comes with a frosted clear finish, and the new keyboard shield for the MacBook is designed to cover most of the keyboard in areas including the palm rest and the mouse click button, while the MacBook Pro version covers the keyboard but doesn't cover the palm rest or the mouse button. Both shields are made with a soft silicone, which leaves the keys visible while offering protection from any dirt or liquid that would be dropped on the keyboard. There are currently two models that have been shipped and are available today. Both will cost you around $20 US. QuickerTech has released the new MacBook Pro 17-inch transceiver, which the company says it offers up to 100% improvement in wireless signal strength and distance. The transceiver offers 500 milliwatts of RF power, which is 10 times the power found in most laptops, and it'll run you about $200 US. Comscore Networks has released its June World Metrics Report. This report looks at the top websites in the world, and Mac Observer said by looking at the web users who were 15 years or older, the research firm revealed that there were nearly 713 million worldwide web users aged 15 or older in June, with the United States accounting for 21% of them, China with 11%, and Japan with 7%. The numbers excluded visits from internet cafes as well as cell phones and other mobile devices. The report also revealed that Apple came in 10th on the list with just over 92 million unique visitors during the month. For those of you who guessed, congratulations. First place was occupied by Microsoft, who had close to 500 million visitors, probably because they needed tech support, and Yahoo came in second. The companies trailing Apple were Lycos, CNET Networks, and MySpace. If you'd like to check out the entire list, visit comscore.com. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.